Welcome to Plants and Cats, a podcast all about all the things Erica Broom loves. And now, your host, Erica Broom.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Plants and Cats. I am your host, Erica Broom. And today, for literally no reason other than to annoy my husband, this week, we're talking about my favorite dish in the whole wide world, shakshuka. So if you've never heard of shakshuka before, shakshuka is like heaven in your mouth, a vegetarian delight, a bountiful harvest of tomatoes, peppers, and onions. It is the best thing I have literally ever eaten in my entire life. I am obsessed with it. I make Sean make it for me at least once a week, although I haven't had it in a few weeks and I was complaining about it the other night to him. But it is such a good, delicious food that it is easily my favorite thing ever. So anytime I'm feeling down, Sean knows that if he makes shakshuka for me, it will instantly put a smile on my face. He is sitting across from me while I'm recording this, just looking so upset that I'm talking about this right now. But I just really had to share it with you listeners. I know that we already did an episode. My first episode was on poached eggs. I don't know if this food thing is going to become a theme or not, but shakshuka actually has poached eggs in it. So, I mean, it kind of ties into that a little bit. So, obviously, that is my favorite part of the entire dish. It's probably the reason why I love it so much, actually. I just love poached eggs, but we already went over that, so. So, shakshuka is a Middle Eastern and North African dish. It is meant to be a breakfast dish, but Sean and I eat it for supper most of the time. Every time we've had it, it's been for supper. I had it leftover for breakfast the next morning and poached an extra egg to put on top of it as leftovers, and it was delicious. So, but you can definitely eat it whenever you want. So I'm going to link to my favorite recipe in the show notes here for you, but I'm just going to go over real quick how this dish comes together. So to make shakshuka, first thing first, you're going to heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil in a large sauté pan on medium heat. Add 1 chopped bell pepper and 1 medium diced onion, and you're going to cook for about 5 minutes or until the onion becomes soft and translucent. Next, you're going to add 4 finely chopped garlic cloves along... Oh, but, like, let's be honest, though, you could add, like, 10 garlic cloves and it would probably be even better. 4 is never enough, but that's just me. Put however much you want in. You can add 2 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon cumin, 1/4 teaspoon chili powder, and salt and pepper to taste, and then cook 1 more minute. So then next, you're going to pour 1 28-ounce... Next, you're going to pour 1 28-count... Jesus.
We're leaving both.
We're leaving that in. I'd pause so that Sean would cut it out for me, but he says we're not going to. No. So we're going to pour 1 28-ounce can of tomatoes and the juice into the pan and break it down with a large spoon or like a potato masher works really good too. Then bring the sauce to a simmer. Then one of the last steps is to crumble 1 small container of feta into the sauce and stir. If you're dairy free, obviously you can skip that step, but honestly, the feta is like the best part. So if you're vegan, don't put it in there, but I would definitely recommend if not. Make four to six wells in the sauce with a large spoon. So kind of dig out a little bit of a spot, and then you're going to crack 1 egg into each well. You're going to cover the pan and cook for 5 to 8 minutes, or you can throw it in the oven for the same amount of time or until the eggs are done to your liking, and then garnish with chopped cilantro and parsley. So it's a really simple dish to make. It only takes maybe about 45 minutes with all the prep and everything and cooking. I would eat this every day of my damn life if I could. Sean would probably divorce me. And just based on the look on his face right now as I'm recording this, he looks like he's contemplating it right this moment because we're sitting here talking about shakshuka. So
Not even being paid
to produce this podcast, but... But because I knew that it would annoy my husband, I had to talk about shakshuka today. And mostly because I wanted to share it with you guys, but it was partially because I wanted to see what Sean would do when I started talking about this.
I'm getting on mic for a second here. I'm jumping on mic for a second. Let me make things clear. I like shakshuka, but we eat it too much.
I disagree.
So I don't want to. We've eaten it like 52 weeks in a row, at least.
I don't think so. I don't think it's been 52 weeks
in a row. It's been many weeks in a row.
I think maybe like the maximum amount of weeks we've eaten it in a row has been like 5, maybe 6 weeks in a row.
No, listeners, she is lying to you right now. She is lying to make herself look good on her podcast and make me look the fool.
But I did just get finished saying that it is my favorite food ever. So really, if you're not allowing me to have it at least once a week, aren't you just being cruel?
I'm depriving her.
You're depriving me of my favorite food.
That's right, yeah.
And listen to my voice. I'm so scared.
Someone call the police.
Call the police. I'm being neglected. So yeah, if you've never tried Shakshuka, definitely give it a try. The link to my favorite recipe will be in the show notes. So if you've never made Shakshuka, definitely give it a try. And if you do give it a try and you hate it like my husband does, shoot me an email and let me know. I would love to hear your feedback on this amazing North African and Middle Eastern dish, Shakshuka.
I'm the one that introduced her to Shakshuka.
And he regrets it every day. I love you, Sean. Oh, good. Okay.
I love you, too.
Next, we're going to, as always, pull a tarot card, as we always do on this show. If you are new to tarot and you've never had a reading done before, go listen to a few of my other episodes. We do one at the end of every episode. But basically, I pull a card and sort of just do a general reading for all of the listeners. If any of what I'm about to say resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, then that's okay. Maybe today's message wasn't meant for you. But today we are going to be pulling from the Tales of the Mystical Cats Tarot by Lunea Weatherstone, art by Mickey Mueller. So I'm going to, shuffle the cards here, and we're going to see what pops out of the deck for our listeners today. What message do we need to hear? There we go. One just flew right out of there. So we are doing the Three of Fire reversed. So this Three of Fire card is a very cute white kitten. He is looking up towards the corner of the card, looking like he's like kind of looking at something just out of his reach. It is bright, like there's like a light shining on him. And he looks very curious. One of his front arms, or legs, I guess, depending on who you are, is kind of bent a little bit. And he's looking like he's ready to pounce. So cats are curious creatures. We want to know what waits behind the closed door, what lies just out of sight or out of reach. Making a leap into the unknown requires courage, but how else do we get from darkness to enlightenment? This bold cat is making a leap of faith. Something just out of sight has attracted her. Perhaps it is the mystery itself that beckons, the longing to satisfy her curiosity about the source of the glow. If the card is reversed, taking chances is how we learn and grow, but something in this situation requires further examination and may be dangerous. Look before you leap. So I think what the Three of Fire reversed is trying to remind us of is that we should always make sure we take a second to think about what we're about to do. When you look before you leap, you're more likely to land a little bit more softly like a cat. And there might be something that's kind of sticking out to you in this situation that you're facing currently, or you might be facing soon, that requires further examination. Like, take a minute and actually consider all of the options before making your choices. Be a little curious like a cat, you know, seek the answers that you need to make a proper decision before leaping into the unknown. One more thing I think that the Three of Fire card reversed is telling us is that you should definitely take a leap and make that Shakshuka recipe I just shared with you. Sean, give me a thumbs up, so he agrees. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Plants and Cats. To support my show, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review so more folks can find this awesome podcast. This podcast is brought to you by The Babes Club, an empowerment app for femmes and thems. Head to www.thebabes.club or the App Store to download today and start on the journey towards finding your inner badass babe. Listener mail can be sent to plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. Send me an email and I will read it on the show. See you next week, babe.